My heart has uttered a good word. I shall sing my works to the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Once again, dear children, we see the glory of God shine forth in His saints. For today, we celebrate a very special friend of God, Saint Teresa of Jesus. From a very young age, she wanted to give her life for Jesus. And at a tender age, she tried to go to Morocco with her brother to become a martyr, to be killed for Christ. But her uncle discovered them before they could get there and brought them back to Spain. But she was not discouraged that her dream did not come true. At a very tender age still, she tried to live as a hermit, even in her father's house. When her mother died when she was 14 years old, she asked the Blessed Virgin Mary to be her mother, and she too became a very good daughter of Mary, for she always looked for new ways to please God. You see, children, when you really love God, there will always be ways to please Him. You will find that as your love for Him increases, you will be more and more eager to please Him. This was what Saint Teresa felt. It was as if, however hard she tried, she could not do enough for God. At last, she became a Carmelite nun, and God used her to make good changes to the Carmelite order. She spent her life founding new convents where nuns would serve God with greater devotion. We are called to serve God, and our heart is made for God and can only be satisfied by God. Remember what our Lord told the rich man in the Gospel. He said that we must love God with our whole heart and our neighbor as ourselves. It means, dear children, that in our daily lives we must put God first in all that we do. Every day is a new opportunity to please God. And there is joy in knowing that every day we can make up for the faults of yesterday. And to know that while we still have life, there really is no limit to what we can do to please Him. Saint Teresa was always moved to tears when she looked at the image of our Lord crucified. How do you feel when you look at those hands pierced with nails for your sake? There is a story of a little girl who was always ashamed to look at the disfigured hands of her mother. She could not bear to look at such ugly hands. But one day she asked her mother why her hands were so ugly. Her mother told her that she burnt them while trying to save her from a burning house. From that day onwards, she was ashamed of herself and loved her mother greatly. That is what the wound of our Lord means to us. He hurt Himself trying to save us from the fires of hell. This is one more reason, is it not, to love Him. Our heart is meant for love. That is why it is the most important part of your body, and also one of the strongest parts of the body. God made us to love Him in this world so that we can love Him forever in heaven. Saint Teresa knew this, therefore she did nothing except to love God. Dear children, there is so little time. We have so much to do for God, and we have so little time to do it. Therefore, let us not waste one moment longer. Let us love God through our neighbors, our classmates, our parents, and our teachers. Let us love them and make them happy so that we can make God happy as well. We will spend eternity loving God. It would be a good idea to practice that love here. Let us therefore imitate the example of Saint Teresa of Jesus as we try to do both little and great things for God with all our hearts. Remember too that the Mother of God is also the Mother of fair love. If we wish to love God greatly, we must do so with her. She will help us. We only need to ask her help. God bless you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.